It is with great, tremendous thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are beginning a brand new Masechta in the Daf Yomi, Masechta Sukkah. In the Mishnayis, this is not the next Masechta that comes along, but in the Daf Yomi schedule in the Gemara, the next Masechta is Sukkah, following Yuma. And we begin, at the very beginning, Daf Beis, and open Yetz Hashem, there are new people that are joining the Daf Yomi for this Masechta and the upcoming Masechtas. As I mentioned, this is the sweet spot of the Daf Yomi. You're really going to go through almost the Masechta every month or every other month. Sukkah is a little bit longer, not that much longer than the others. The 55 blot goes to Daf Nun Vav, and then we go through Beitza, Rosh Hashanah, and the four smaller Masechtos that we have. Again, Tainis, Megillah, Moed Katan, and Chagiga, and it's a wonderful time to encourage other people to join the Daf Yomi as well. You've been making a Siyum almost every month, and these are wonderful, practical Masechtas dealing with a lot of Inyana Diyoma, a lot of very practical issues, and on the level, again, that the Daf Yomi learns them, they're relatively easy Masechtos. So therefore, I encourage people to invite a friend to join our Shia, to join any Shia in the Daf Yomi. So we begin Beis Amud Aleph. Now, there are a couple of resources before we actually begin the Gemara that I'd like to mention to people. There is a beautiful illustrated Gemara that's put out by the Ma'oros HaHalacha. And this is a Gemara that has, in addition to many wonderful additional perushim and ideas inside of it, it has wonderful diagrams. This is a lot similar to the Gemara that we have for Erevin. I'll call it the illustrated Gemara because there are pictures in the back that are fantastic in describing many of the sukkahs that we'll be learning about. In addition, there is always, of course, the Masifta Gemara that has tremendous insights, and there's also the Perush Chai. It comes in a single edition, or I have the original editions that came out perek by perek when they first came out, and they're, again, wonderful diagrams that I'll be referring to in some situations when the Gemara is a little bit more difficult to just picture in your mind. If you have a diagram, it's worth 1,000 words. So with these potential resources, of course, in addition to the art scroll, which has wonderful, wonderful diagrams and explanations, I invite everybody to join us as we begin Beis Amud Aleph with the first Mishnah. Sukkah shehi gavoa lamala me'esrim amah. If you have a sukkah that is from the ground floor up until the schach, if it is more than 20 amah tall, an amah, again, we're dealing with an amah that is 6 tefachim, a tefach is roughly between 3.5 to 4 inches, so assuming this different shittos, you have the famous shittos of Rav Chaim Noah, which are a little bit smaller than the shittos of the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, you have a typical tefach, which is called the tefach sochek. It's the fingers are a little bit more spread apart than the tefach otzeb or dochuk or mitzumtzemes. So this is about 10 centimeters for a tefach. So if you're dealing with a structure that has to be 10 tefachim tall, it's about 100 centimeters tall, which is a meter, according to the somewhat smaller calculations of Rav Chaim Noah. So you have this tefach sochek, the slightly larger tefach, is about 8 centimeters, give or take a little bit, and therefore it would be about 80 centimeters for a 10 tefachim height, which is the minimal height of a sukkah, which we'll see in a moment. And we have both of these shittos. We tend to go l'chumra in a shir daraisa, so for the minimal height of a sukkah, we'll take the Chazon Ish's shita, and for the maximal height of a sukkah, we'll take the smaller shita of Rav Chaim Noah. So again, our Mishnah starts off and tells us that the maximal height that a sukkah can be, according to the Tanakhama, sukkah shehi gavoa lamala miyesum amah, if it's more than 20 amah from the ground floor of the sukkah. Sukkah doesn't have to be on the ground, it could be on top of a roof, for example. So from wherever the floor is of that sukkah, it is only allowed to go up 20 amah till you must have the schach. If the schach is more than 20 amah, so then it is psula. This is not a kosher sukkah. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda is a machshir. He says, no, there is no maximal height to a sukkah. We'll discuss this much more in detail in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda holds that a sukkah can be any height. That's the first din in the Mishnah. Now we have the minimal height of a sukkah. V'she'eino gavoa asar tefachim. If the sukkah is not 10 tefachim tall, again, roughly a yard. So if the sukkah from the ground up until the schach is less than a yard, so then it is not a kosher sukkah. But the Mishnah is going to tell us some other dinim, so it doesn't tell us that yet. It just tells us the following dinim. V'she'eino gavoa asar tefachim, it's no good. V'she'ein lo, now the gear said we have is shlosha defanos, but it should be shalosh because defanos is a feminine word, so it should be shalosh, which is the feminine form of the number. So if a sukkah doesn't have three walls, we'll learn a lot more about this in the Gemara, it's really two walls and at least a tefach on the third side, but la a halacha, we always try to have at least three good walls, three fully constructed walls, not halachic walls. That's what it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but we'll learn a lot about this in this parak. V'she'ein lo ha'shalosh tefanos, if the sukkah doesn't have the three walls, it's also not a kosher sukkah. And the third din that the Mishnah teaches us, v'she'chamasa meruba mitzilosa, if you have more sun, chamasa, then tzel, then schach, in other words, if you have more than 50% of the top of the sukkah is not schach, and it is sunlight coming through. In other words, it's open space, or as we'll see, it could be pasul eschach. If you don't have the majority of the schach being kosher eschach, and again, we'll have many details about this starting in the Gemara, right now we're just giving the Rashi tevos, so then in all three of these cases, where it's a height that's less than 10 tefachim, or if you have less than three walls, or if you have more sun coming in the sukkah from the top, then the shade, then the tzel, then the schach, so then psula, it is no good in all three of these scenarios. Now, just add something from the Zohar that's brought down, that call a Mekayim mitzvah sukkah b'olam hazeh. If somebody is Mekayim the mitzvah sukkah in this world, azai b'tziyasa me'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesachech olav. Then when you leave this world at 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mesachech of you. He'll protect you. U'magin olav mikol malochei chavola. And he will protect you from all the potential damaging agents that are out there. Shelo yaziku. And they will not have shlit of you. They won't be able to harm you. So when we're learning this mesachta, it should be lahagdil Torah la'adira, but it should also be haloch la'maisa, that we should learn how to properly make a kosher sukkah and to sit in the sukkah and to bask in the glow of the shechina. You're immersing your entire body in the sukkah, and the sukkah is one of the very holy places in the world. A person has to conduct himself in a special way in a sukkah. So when we're learning all these dinim about sukkah, they should be lamaisa as well as lahagil Torah ladira. So this is the first Mishnah. We start off the Gemara, we say, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Now, where is over there? So this is the Gemara in Erevin, which starts off on Daf Beis, the very beginning of Erevin. It starts off in the same way as our Mishnah, where it says that if you have a Mavui, Shu Gavo on the Yesrim Amma, you might. Now, what is this halacha? So if you remember back from Erevin, it's not that long ago, hopefully people remember, a Mavui is an alleyway that goes into Rishus HaRabin. Now, Min HaTorah, Min HaDin, Yedoraisa, as long as you're enclosed on three sides, you're allowed to carry in that area. However, the rabbis were very concerned that if you're going from what looks like a public area, which is the Mavui, and right next to it is an open area into a Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be very easy for a person to forget themselves, and they'll carry from this Mavui, which is Rishus HaYochim in Doraisa, into the Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, and you'll be over in Issa Doraisa. So therefore, the rabbi said that you have to have either a Lechi or a Korah. You have to have a vertical post on that fourth wall, or you have to have a Korah, a beam at the top. Now, that beam at the top has to be, the Mishnah there says, less than 20 amos. So it says, if you have a Mavui, Shuv Gavoa, and the Mesoros HaShas adds the words, Lamala, Neyesu Mama, if that beam on the top is more than 20 amma, you might. It's not good. It's not going to function this way. It has to be recognizable. And if it's above 20 amma, it's not going to be recognizable. So therefore, the Mishnah there in Erevin says, you might. You should lower it. And if you lower it to less than 20 ammas, so then you're okay. And Rav Yehuda says over there as well, like he says over here, Rav Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. He says, no, even if it's more than 20 amas, it's not a problem. Just like if the sukkah is more than 20 amas, it's not a problem. So the parallel Gemara in Erevin is very similar to our Gemara here. The Chachamim, the Tanakama, the opinion that is first given in both places is that it should be less than 20 amas. The height of the sukkah and the height of the korah has to be less than 20 amas. And Rav Yehuda in both situations says, no, it can be more than 20 amas. But the terminology is a little bit different. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Gabe Sukkah, over here in Amasechta, it says Psula. Maishno Gabe Sukkah Dutani Psula. Here it says that if a Sukkah Shigvol Malam Yesum Amo is Psula. And in the Gemara in Erevin, it says differently. Maishno in the Gemara in Erevin, it says Gabe Mavoi. It said there, Mavoi Shu Gavoa Lamala Miyesum Amo Yimayit. Why did it say over there? The Tani Tekanta. There it gave us the corrective action. Here it doesn't say, do the corrective action to bring the schach down to less than 20 amma. Here it just says it's psula. And why over there in Erevin did it give us the corrective action plan? Why was it a different style? So we have two teruts. And the first one is, sukkah is a din daraisa, therefore tani psula. Sukkah, if it's above 20 amma, it's possibly a daraisa. So it tells us it's absolutely psula. As opposed to, in regards to the din by Erevin, by a mavui, on a daraisa level, it's perfectly good. You don't need to have that fourth wall. Three walls encloses an area you're not allowed to carry in that area. So it can't say that it's psula, because it's not psula. Therefore, by a mavoi, which is a din derabanan, Tani Takanta tells us how you go correct it. You can't say it's psula, because that's technically wrong. And that explains why there's a difference in the terminology. Here it says psula, and there it says yamait. That's teretz number one. The bayis same alternatively, you have teretz number two. No, technically, b'daraisa nami toni takanta. It technically could have said by sukkah as well. Instead of using the word psula, it could have just said yisakin, yamait. It could have said whatever it wanted to correct it. But why didn't it? So b'daraisa nami toni takanta, it could have said that. However, miyu, sukkah, in regards to the sukkah, now the girsa that we have is the Nefishin milaya. But in the Masoros HaShas, Os Vav, it tells us the Nefishin Milei. In other words, there are three different dinim that are taught over here. So if it's going to have to say the Takana, it's going to have to give a separate one for each one. So by the Asara Tvachim, it's going to have to say, raise it up. In regards to the three Defanos, it's going to have to say, make a third Dofed. In regards to Chamos and Ruben Tzelasa, it's going to have to say, you have to make more Schach. In regards to the Sukkah, Gavol Mulmal and Yesumama, it's going to have to say to lower it. So therefore, there's four different things it would have to say. As we just said, Nefishin Milei, there would be so many things to say. So therefore, it just said it nice and simple. Pasuk v'toni psula. It said by all of them that it's no good. It doesn't go into the details of correcting it. The Gemara will actually go to do that. However, Mavi, the low Nefishin Milei, not Mavi, there's one thing. Lower the Korah. Therefore, Tani Takanta. Therefore, it's much easier there to say, instead of saying psula, it's easier to say, just go correct it by being Mamayit. Now the Gemara asks, Mino Hani Mili, how do we know that in fact, according to the Tanakhama, that a sukkah, that the schach is more than 20 amma above the ground, is in fact not kosher midaraisa. It's psula midaraisa. What's the source of that? So we're going to give several terutzim. Now here I have a handout. I hope that it comes through clearly on YU Torah Online. We thank YU Torah Online for allowing me to post my shiurim there. Also give a little shout out also to OU Torah, where my dear Shu Mishnah Brura shiurim, which are now in the middle of Sukkah, and a lot of what we're learning here now, if people are interested, they can go online to my dear Shul Mishnah Brura Shiurim and listen to the Halach Lamaisa here in the Daf Yomi. We go through the Gemara, but we don't always go through all the detailed Shulchan Aruch Halach Lamaisa. So for those that are interested in the parallel discussions that I have in the dear Shul Mishnah Brura, we're in the middle of Sukkah right now. The official Mishnah Brura Yomi program is not yet up to Sukkah, but will be starting in a week. But I've already dictated and uploaded many of the shiurim on Sukkah already, so for people that are interested, they can go there as well. In any event, in this daf today on Sukkah, there's a handout, which I hope will be helpful to people, where I list now three shitos that the Gemara is going to go through as to where we know that a Sukkah must be less than 20 amma. It can't be more than 20 amma tall. The schach cannot be, again, when we talk about the height, we're talking about from the floor of the sukkah up until the bottom of the schach. So it has to be not more than 20 amma. How do we know this? We know how to. So the first sheet is Rabba. Omar Rabba. Rabba says it's based upon the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, the Omar Kra, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, it should be that all the future generations should know, Ki basukos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael, that we were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we used the Anoni HaKavod. That's according to the opinion that we'll learn in the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer. We'll have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says, no, it wasn't Anoni HaKavod, it was actual mamish sukkahs, booths that we were in. In any event, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, it's that all the future generations should know that we sat in the Anani HaKavod, or in the sukkos, Basukos HaShafti Yisbenei Yisrael. So therefore, everybody has to know and understand this. In fact, the Bach brings down in Shulchan Aruch that that's one of the things that you should actually say. If you don't know this, since it tells us here, Leman Yedu Doroseichem L'chatchila, you should announce that. I always announce that in the Sukkah. Everybody should know that we're sitting in the Sukkah to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. You should know, Leman Yedu Doroseichem Ki Basukos HaShafti Yisbenei Yisrael. Now, how do you know that you're sitting in a sukkah? When a person is sitting in a very large dwelling, so if it's very, very high, he doesn't realize that he's sitting in a sukkah. He won't realize what the ceiling is made of. So therefore, Rabbah learns out that up until 20 amma or less, a person realizes what the schach is, and he realizes that he's sitting in a sukkah. But if it's higher than 20 amma, so then the person may not realize he's sitting in a sukkah. And therefore, in this situation, you won't fulfill this concept of Leman Yedu. And therefore, Mishum de lo shalta bo'ena, since your eyes don't see much above 20 amma, so therefore, a person has to sit, the deraisa is a person has to sit in a sukkah, that the schach is not more than 20 amah tall. This is the opinion of Rabbah, the first explanation for how do we know that a sukkah has to be not more than 20 amah. Rabbi Zeira gives us a second teretz. Rabbi Zeira Omar Mehocha. He says it from the following pasuk. This is a pasuk from Yeshaya, where it tells us the sukkah tiel itzel yomom mechorev. Now the word chorev is actually not spelled with a vav like all Gemara has it. It's spelled mechorev without the vav. The end of the pasuk actually tells us lamachsel lemistar mi zerem umimotar. So the sukkah has to be for us to be a tzel, and it has to protect us from the sun, and it also protects us from the rain. Now, Rabbi Zeira darshens this pasuk. He says, "Ad esrim amo adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah." When you're sitting in a sukkah that's 20 amo or less, so then the tzel of the sukkah, the schach of the sukkah, the schach is the key part of the sukkah. Rashi tells us the end of the very first of the wide lines at the top. Rashi, he tells us, "B'yashem haschach kuruya sukkah." Sukkah is called sukkah because of the schach. So it says, "Until ad esrim amo adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah." A person realizes that he's sitting underneath the shade of the sukkah, underneath the schach of the sukkah, if the sukkah is not more than 20 amma. However, lamala mi esrim amma, if it's so high up, in adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah ela b'tzel defanos. A person in this situation is not sitting in the shade of the schach, but he's sitting in the shade of the walls. The walls of the sukkah are providing the shade at the bottom and not the schach. Now, this obviously has a couple of questions that will attach to it, which we'll go through right now, one of them in the Gemara, but we'll see more later on. So this is Rav Zeira's reason. This is reason number two, because based upon the pasuk of Yeshaya, that you must be in the shade of the sukkah, of the schach of the sukkah, and not the shade of the walls of the sukkah. So Amalei Abaye asked Rav Zeira, in that situation, Elamayata, Ha'osa Sukkoso Biashteros Karnayim, if a person were to make his sukkah in Ashteros Karnayim, Rashi explains that Ashteros Karnayim is essentially between two mountains. Shnei Harim Gedolim, this is on the first of the wide lines of the bottom, Rashi. So Shnei Harim Gedolim, you have two large mountains and you have a valley in between them. They're excellent diagrams, by the way, for all of this on the first page of the Illustrated Gemara, the first page of the Perush Chai as well. So people have a little trouble following this, but it's really not that hard, so I haven't been referring so much to each specific diagram. But you're dealing here with a big mountain on your left, a big mountain on your right, and you have the valley in between. So if you're telling me over here, Rabbi Zeira Abaye says that you can't have the shadows of the walls, so these mountains are providing the shadows. The mountains are so tall that the sun's not getting in. So in this situation, mitoch gova haharim, Rashi says, ein chama zorachas shom bashvela. The sun doesn't come into the valley where your sukkah is. So according to Rabbi Zeira, you can't make a sukkah in a valley. You're only allowed to make a sukkah in a plain. That doesn't make any sense. That's what Abaye asked Rabbi Zeira. How does Rabbi Zeira answer this? So Amalei, Rabbi Zeira says to Abaye, in the situation of Ashteros Kanaim, we have these mountains, Hossam, if you were to take away Dal Ashteros Kanaim, if you were to remove these mountains, Ika Tzel Sukkah, and the Schach would provide the shade. So therefore, it's not that the mountains are essential, they happen to be there, and they're blocking the sun, as opposed to the walls, Hocha, Dal Defanos, if you were to remove the walls of the Sukkah, and it's more than 20 Amma, so then, if you remove them, then you don't have any Sukkah, Leka Tzel Sukkah. If you just had schach with four posts in the four corners, so then that's not a kosher sukkah. You need to have walls. So if the walls are so tall that they're blocking the sun from coming in, so then the walls are functioning like the schach, but the walls can't be the schach. The ceiling has to be the schach. And therefore, Reb Zeira says that Ashteros Karnayim don't ruin it for you, but if the walls are too tall, then in fact, it is not going to be a kosher sukkah. That's teretz number two. The third teretz is Rava. The Rava Mar Mihocha. Rava says that we learn out how come a sukkah has to be 20 amma or less. It can't be more than 20 amma from the following. He darshens the following pasuk, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim. The pasuk tells us that we have to live in the sukkah for 7 days. So Omra Torah tells us, Kol Shivas Hayomim, Tzei Midiras Keva, Vishay Bidiras Harai. Leave your permanent house and go out to your temporary dwelling in your sukkah. In other words, your sukkah must be a temporary dwelling. That's what Rava says. Now, when you're building a structure, so ad esrim amma, up until 20 amma, or the most of diraso, diras arai, that could be a temporary dwelling. Lamalami esrim amma, if you're making a structure that more than 20 amma, by definition, the walls are going to have to be thick and sturdy and permanent. So ein odemosa diraso, diras arai, ella diras keba. Therefore, in this situation, if you're making it more than 20 amma, it's by definition going to be a diras keba. And according to Rava, it must be a diras aroi, and therefore, By definition, if it's more than 20 amma, it won't fulfill diras aroi, and therefore it is not a kosher sukkah. That's Rava's understanding of the Chachamim, the Tanakama in our Mishnah. Again, just like Abaye asked the question on Rav Zeira, Abaye asked the question on Rava. And again, you can see this in the handout that I provided. I hopefully mapped this all out to make it a little bit easier to understand. So Amalei Abaye says, wait a second, if what you're saying is correct, then Elamayata, if you're making a sukkah that's very sturdy, albeit it's not 20 amator, you make a sukkah out of metal frame and metal walls. Also, Mechitza Shel Barzel, if you're making walls that are iron, so you have a really, really sturdy structure, and then you put schach on top of it, sichach ha-gabon. Now, ideally, you shouldn't put the schach directly on the metal. So let's assume that, we'll learn that later on in the Gemara, that you don't ideally put the schach on something that is makabel tumah. And metal, of course, is makabel tumah. So let's say, for example, on this very, very sturdy metal walls, it's mechitza shel barzel, you put a piece of wood on it. And then, on top of the wood, you then put the schach. So that's, you're putting the schach on a dover that's maimed on top of something that's maimed, that is acceptable. In any event, let's not deal with that right now, but with the question that Abaye is asking to Rabbi, he says, if you have really, really sturdy walls and you put the schach on them, are you telling me that that's no good? Hochanami, the lohavi sukkah? Of course it's a kasher sukkah. So it's not the fact that it's 20 amma tall, it's the fact that it's sturdy. So then how come a 10 tefach tall sukkah, which is the kosher height, the smallest height, if it's made out of iron, you're telling me that that's no good? Of course it's good. So, akasha on you, Rava. So how does Rava respond to Abaye Amalei? Hochi kamin luch. This is what I was saying. Ad esrim amma, if you're making a sukkah that's more than 20 amma tall, that's going to be a permanent structure. But 20 amma or less, so that's going to be a temporary structure. So what I'm saying is, ad esrim amma, if it's not more than 20 amma, then by definition, it's a temporary structure. The other most of diras are diras aroi, and even if he makes it very sturdy, diras keva, nami nafik, even if he makes it out of metal walls, even if he makes it very sturdy, it's by definition a diras aroi. However, lamalami esrim amma, if it's more than 20 amma tall, no matter what structure you make out of it, even if you make it out of a relatively flimsy structure, by definition, that's called keva. The other most of the diras, diras keva, by definition. So even though ki avad diras harai, nami lo lafik, even though it isn't made out of steel walls, it's made out of canvas, it's made out of some flimsier material, even though it can stand up into a ruach mitzuyah. If it can't stand up to a ruach mitzuyah, then it's no good. If it can't stand up in a normal wind, then it's not good. But even if it could stand up in a normal wind, Rava's understanding of the Tanakhama, of the Chachamim of our Mishnah, is that by definition, if it's more than 20 yama, it is no good. Now we turn to Beis Amud Beis. So we learned these three shittas now, and the Gemara tells us, Kulu Karaba Lo Amri, all of them, meaning that Rabbi Zeira and Rabba, the second and third shittas, they didn't hold like the first shita, like Rabba. Again, if you look at my sheet, you can remind yourself quickly what the shittas were. Rabba's shita is Laman Yedu Dorosechem, that you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. Why didn't Rabbi Zeira and Rabba like that shita of Rabba? It sounds like it's a perfectly good reason. So they hold Hahu Yediyah L'Dorusi. When it says Laman Yedu Dorosechem, it means for future generations, they should know that we left Mitzrayim, Hashem saved us in the sukkahs. He put us in these booths. However, that doesn't mean that you, when you walk into your sukkah, have to know that that is a din for Yediyah for the Doros, but not a din as you walk into your sukkah. As Rashi says, Lad b'yediyah, the yeshiva sukkah kamar. That wasn't said as you walk into the sukkah that you have to say that. And in fact, we don't paskin like the Bach l'chatchila. We follow the Bach. That's the opinion that says when you walk into the sukkah and want to be yotzei the mitzvah, you should know that this is the sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into. He holds that this din is the essence of the din, is you have to know when you're eating in the sukkah that that's why. Laman yedu dorosechem. We don't paskin like that. Ele b'yediyah doros haboin hekev sukkos anani kavar anas levels. What he's saying is that for future generations, everybody has to know that we left Mitzrayim, we were in Sukkos. But therefore, it doesn't have a practical ramification, and that's why Reb Zeira and Rabba did not like Rabba's teretz. Fine. Why didn't everybody like Reb Zeira's teretz? Reb Zeira's teretz was, again, based upon the pasuk from Yeshaya, that you have to know that you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah. It has to be letzel, yomam mechorev. So why did they like that teretz? Rabbi Zeira, nami lo amri, neither Rabba or Rava said like Rabbi Zeira. Why is that? Because how will Yimosa Mashiach hudichsev? This pasuk in Yeshaya is not talking about now. That's talking about in the future, for Mashiach. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, so we'll have to sit in the sukkah that we're sitting in then to protect us. The sukkah of Mashiach, and not the sukkah that we sit in today to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. As Rashi points out, Osam sukkos, at the time of Mashiach, Yulitzel, they'll be for a nice, comfortable, shady spot, laoneg, for pleasure, ulemister, and to protect us from the sun. Avos sukkah mitzvah ain't ulitzel. But we sit in the sukkah not to protect ourselves from the sun. We sit in the sukkah because we have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, that's why they didn't like Reb Zeira's teretz. And no, what would Reb Zeira say to that? Reb Zeira, how would he say back to Rabba and Rava why they didn't like his teretz? So he says, Im Kain, if you're telling me that that's only talking about Yemos HaMashiach, so then it shouldn't use the word sukkah. It should have said, if it's not dealing with a sukkah for the yomtif of sukkahs, Le Makra, the pasuk in Yishai, should have said, the chuppah, a canopy, a covering, Tiel Etzel Yomer, will be a covering for you to protect you from the sun. Why did it say the word sukkah, Tiel Etzel Yomam? Umay v'sukkah Tiel Etzel Yomam? Shah, shamis minei. We see from here, tarti, we can learn at both points, that it will be a comfortable, nice place for you, b'yamos HaMashiach, but it's also telling us the din is that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you must know that the schach is there to protect you, and it's letzel, and that is why Reb Zeira likes his din, because it used the word sukkah, and it didn't use the word chuppah in regards to the pasuk in Yeshaya. No, Rabba and Rava disagree with him. Now, Tosos points out, in the top Tosos, Reb Zeira lo Amri, he says, why don't we say the kusha of Ashtaros Karnayim? Why don't we say they didn't like it because of the kasha of Ashtaros Karnayim? And Tosos says it's because he gave it two terrets to that, and therefore the question about the mountains really can't be the reason why they didn't like Reb Zeira. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, okay, we understand why everybody didn't like Rabba. We understand why everybody didn't like Reb Zeira. Why didn't everybody like Rabba? So Gemara says, Kerabba nami luami. Rabba and Reb Zeira didn't like Rabba. Mishum kushet Abaye, because the question that Abaye asked on him, what about the Mechitza Shel Barzel? So no, Rabba gave a terence to that. Rabba said it has to do with whether it is, by definition, considered Keva, which is 20 plus Amma. If it's more than 20 Amma, by definition, it's considered Keva. And if it's less than 20, even though it's Keva, it's considered Aroi. So they said that that's not right. If it's less than 20 and it's Barzel, it shouldn't be good. And that's why they didn't like Rava's Teretz. So each of them, we have explained why they didn't like the other one's Teretz. And therefore, each of them has their own Teretz. Now the Gemara says, Kiman Ozlo, in accord with who, which one of these three Shitos fits the following statements that we're going to make in the name of Rav? We're going to have several statements in the name of Rav. Three different Amoraim said a statement in the name of Rav, and we're going to see which sheet do they go like. So the first one is as follows. And again, you can see on my handout, you can hopefully see this spelled out clearly. So the Gemara says, Kiman Ozlo, according to which one of these three Amoraim, Rabba, Rav Zeira, or Rava, is the following statement, Ha, the Omar, Rabbi Yoshia, Omar Rav. The Rav Yoshia said in the name of Rav. What did Rav Yoshia say in the name of Rav? That the Machlokes, Bishain, Defanos, Magios, Lischach. That all Machlokes in all Mishnah, here in Sukkah, between the Chachom and the Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda, is based upon only a situation where the walls do not reach the Schach. Bishain, Defanos, Magios, Lischach. Now, how do you have this? You have the schach being held up by posts that are in the four corners above walls. So the walls don't go all the way up to the schach. And only there, Rav Yoshia, Amar Rav says, is the machlokas between the Tanakama, the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. There, Rabbi Yehuda says it's still good, and the Chachamim and the Tanakama say it's not good. However, in a situation, Avol Defanos Magios L'schach, if the walls reach to the schach, they're right all the way going up to the schach, then, even the Chachamim would say that if it's higher than 20 Amma, it would be Kshera, it would be perfectly kosher. Now, we don't pass it like this, but this was the statement of Yoshia, Omar Rav said. Now, which one of our three Shitas, Rabba, Rav Zeira, or Rabba, could fit in with this statement of Rav Yoshia, Omar Rav? So Gemara says, this must be like Kirabba. This must be like the sheet of Rabba. This says, Laman Yedu Dorusechem. You must be able to recognize. And we said that the eye doesn't look above 20 Amma. But that's only if the wall doesn't go all the way to the top. Kirabba, the Amma Mishum, the Lo Shoto Ba'ena, we said the eye doesn't normally look there. That's only if there's a pause in the wall, and then it doesn't go further than the end of the wall. And if the schach is higher up than that, so you won't see the schach. However, the Kivan de Defanos, Magios the schach, Rav Yoshia Amar Rav said that there is no machlokas if the walls reach all the way up to the schach. That's because your eye follows the wall. And it follows and it follows and follows, and even if it's going more than 20 Amma, Mishlot Shoto Ba'ena, you will see the schach. So even if it's 30 Amma tall, if the wall goes all the way up to the schach, you'll see it. So this statement of Rav Yoshia Amar Rav fits in well with the Shita of Rabba, where we get the 20 Ammas from. It's because your eye won't see it. Oh, in a situation where the schach goes all the way up, where the wall goes all the way up to the schach, your eye will see it. Fine. The next statement that's made in the name of Rab, Kiman Ozel Hodi Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, and in accord with the following statement of Huna Amar Rav, which one of our three shitas, Rabba, Rezera, or Rabba, does this one go in accord with? So Machlokes, Rav Huna Amar Rav says the reason between Chachamim, Shtanakam in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda, the reason for their Machlokes is only in the following situation. They say, Machlokes b'she'ein ba ela arba amos al arba amos. They're saying, they're only arguing if the sukkah doesn't have a length and a width of 4 amma by 4 amma. It's not a 4 amma by 4 amma structure. In that situation, if it's more than 20 amma, the Chachamim say it's no good, and Yehuda says it still is good. That's only when they're arguing if it's not 4 amma by 4 amma. However, Avo yesh ba yoser mi arba amos al arba amos. But everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, that if it's more than 4 amma by 4 amma, in other words, you're dealing with a larger sukkah, so then afilu lamala mi yesum amma kishera. Then even the Chachamim are moda to Rabbi Yehuda that if it's more than 20 amma, the height of the schach is more than 20 amma, it's still going to be kosher sukkah. Now, whose opinion does this go like? Kiman, is this Rabba, Rav Zeira, or Rava? So the Gemara says that this goes according to Rabbi Zeira. This is Kirabi Zeira. Why? Because the Amar Mishum Tzelu. Rabbi Zeira's reasoning was based upon the pasuk in Yeshaya, Sukkah Tia Letzel Yoma Mechorev. And therefore, you have to know that you're sitting in the tzel of a sukkah. Now, if you're in a large sukkah, more than 4 amma by 4 amma, so then the walls aren't really providing much shade. You're going to realize the shade comes from the schach. The kivan de revicha, since the sukkah is large, ikotzel sukkah. Any shade that's there, you're going to realize comes from the schach. And therefore, even if it's more than 20 amma, no problem. Even the chachamim would say, according to Rabbi Zeira's understanding, according to this opinion, Rav Huna Amar Rav, that would be perfectly good, even according to the chachamim. So that's the second statement that was made in the name of Rav, is to explain the machlokes between the Tana of our Mishnah, the chachamim, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. And finally, we have the third statement made in the name of Rav. Who does this statement go like? Kaman Ozlo Hodi Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rabba Amar Rav. Rav Chanan Bar Rabba said a third statement in the name of Rav. And he said that the machlokes between the Chachamim, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda is only machlokes b'she'ena machazekes. It's only in a very small sukkah. They're only arguing in a sukkah that holds the minimal, barest amount of a kosher sukkah, elikadei rosho, virubo, vishulchano. The minimal amount of a sukkah that you can have, which we'll see is 7 tvachim. Rashi will say it's a little bit more than 7 tvachim. The Menachem Nesher Nefesh explains, because you really have a hard time ever exactly stating that something is only 7 by 7 tvachim, 7.000. So we always add on a little bit more. So Rashi adds a mashu later on. In any event, the minimal size of a sukkah, that it has to be able to contain machzekes, the person's head, and most of his body, and the table. So the head and the most of the body is 6 tvachim, the table is 1 tefach, so the minimal size of the sukkah has to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Now, that's in that situation, that Rav Chanan by Rabba says the name of Rav, only in that situation does the Chachamim's opinion say that if it's more than 20 amma, it's no good, and Rav Yehuda says even if it's more than 20 amma, it's no good. But if it's at all larger than that, Avo Machzech is Yosef Mechdei Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchano, if it's any size sukkah more than 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, so then Afilu L'mala Miyesu Mamma K'shera, then even if it's more than 20 amma, even the Chachamim say in that situation that it is perfectly good. Now, who does this statement of Chanan or by Rabba, Amar Rav go like, Kiman? That doesn't fit in according with anybody. As Tosu says over here, V'divi Rav Chanan by Rabba Tzricha Taima. Rashi doesn't give an explanation for it. Rashi says there is no explanation for it. But Tosu says there must be a reason. What was his thinking process to say that the machlokas is only in a 7 by 7 tefach sukkah? That's the machlokas between the Chachamim and the Tanakama. So Tosu says, V'yesh mefarshim b'shum dahavale lul shotar negolin. It's like a very small pigeon coop. Kivan de gvia uktina, if it was a very, very tall in that situation, that it was so tall that you wouldn't realize that you were sitting in a sukkah. But Avo Machzek is tvei nechde rosho, nafka miklal lul shotarna golim lakuri sukkah. But if it's more than this minimal amount, 7 by 7 tvachim, then you're not going to think you're in a chicken coop. Then you're going to realize you're in a sukkah. And that's why Rav Chanan by Rabba Amar Rav says that this is the only place where there's a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. In any event, we have these three opinions of Rav. The Gemara says, Bishlama the Rav Yoshia. We understand that Rav Yoshia, which was the first opinion that we brought down, which if you look at my sheet, remind yourself that this is the machlokis that he says between the Chachamim And Rabbi Yehuda is only if the Defanim don't reach the Schach. But if the Defanim do reach the Schach, then even the Chachamim know that it's more than 20 Amma is good. Now the Gemara says, Bishlam of the Rabbi Yoshia, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yoshia, so Pliga of the Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba. We understand clearly why he doesn't like Rav Huna or Rav Chanan bar Rabba's explanation of Rab. Because he says it's only dependent upon the vertical part. It has nothing to do with the size of the sukkah. Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, Rav Huna says 4 Amma by 4 Amma. Rav Chanan bar Rabba says it has to be a shear of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So they're both talking about the size of the sukkah, length and width, or the length. So the Inu Koyavi Shura B'Mishcha, they're all talking about the minimal size of the length of the sukkah, 7 tvachim or 4 amos, and the Ihu, and Rav Yosha says it has nothing to do with the length of the sukkah, the width of the sukkah. V'yulokuyav shiur b'mishcha. He says it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the height. If the walls go all the way up, fine. If not, then the 20 amma height is critical. So we understand why Rav Yosha argues with Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Fine, very good. However, what exactly is going on between Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba? Why are they arguing with each other? Hello, Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Are we going to say that they're arguing about the minimal size of a sukkah? Is that what they're arguing about? That Rav Huna says that the minimal size of a sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos. Is that what they're arguing about? So Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Everybody, in fact, we'll see this in tomorrow's year. Everybody says that the minimal size of a sukkah is the 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Again, the Rosh of Aruba is 6 tvachim, and the Shulchan is 1 tefach, so that's 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Fine. Everybody agrees that that's the minimal size of the sukkah. So what are they arguing about? Why does Rav Huna say that the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only if it's 4 by 4 amma, but if it's more than 4 by 4 amma, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham all agree that the sukkah can be even taller than 20 amma. And Rav Chanan bar Rabba says it's only if it's 7 by 7 do they have the machlokas, but if it's more than 7 by 7 tvachim, then even the Chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it can be more than 20 amma. What's the source of their machlokas? So Gemara says, v'hocha b'hocha miflik. This is what they're arguing about. The Mar Sava Rav Chanan bar Rabba has a smaller shita. He says, b'machazek es rosh v'ruba v'shulchano pligi. That's exactly the point. It's only in the case where it's the minimal size sukkah that the height of 20 amma is critical. Havo yosem rosh v'ruba v'shulchano. But if it's more than the minimal size of a sukkah, then even the Chachamim amod the Rav Yehuda, that the height could be more than 20 amma. Divrei Kol Kshera. As opposed to Rav Huna, Umar Savar, Merosho, Verubo, Vishulchano. When you're dealing with 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, up until Ad Arba Amos, up until 4 Amos, that's where you have the Machlokas Pligi between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. They say that if it's less than that amount of more than 4 Amos, if it's 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, up to 4 Amos by 4 Amos, that's where the Chachamim, the Tanakama, I reviewed them, the machlokas, said it can't be more than 20 amos. But once it's more than 4 amos, avayosim yarba amos, so then, divriyakog sheru, then it's perfectly acceptable. It's a perfectly good sukkah. So this explains why Rav Yosha doesn't like Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, and we understand why each of them, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, are arguing with each other. Gemara now questions these latter two opinions. That's the way Rashi is going to explain this. Meisvei, the Gemara says, we have the following brisa. It says, sukkah, shehi givoa l'mala miyesum amma psula. If you have a sukkah that is more than 20 amma tall, it says it's psula. Exactly like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Tanakama. And then this brisa tells us, Rav Yehuda mashir ad arboim v'chamishim amma. The Rav Yehuda says, no, even if it's more than 20 amma, even up to 40 or 50 amma, it's a perfectly good sukkah. Now Tosus points out over here, in Dibro Maschel ad arboim v'chamishim amma, that it doesn't really mean only until 40 or 50. It means even at the very last part of the Tosus, it says, Bahani Shaykh Lomar, Huadin Afilu Tuva. It's even more than that. It means there is no limit. Why he uses 40 or 50, that we'll learn later on. And Tosus says, sometimes we do this, sometimes we don't do this. When we say a number, sometimes it literally means only 40 or 50, and sometimes it doesn't mean that. And that's why over here we don't ask the question, if you're telling me 50, so of course it includes 40, which is normally the question that would be asked. In any event, this is like a guzma. Even 40 or 50 means no limit whatsoever. So therefore, this brisa parallels our Gemara. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda over here is trying to prove his shita that there is no height limit. And he says, Maisa Behilni Amalka Balud. There once was a Maisa with the great Queen Hilni Amalka. She was a Gioret. She became a convert to the Jewish religion. And she lived in Lod. And Shahisa Sukasa, she made a sukkah, and her sukkah was Gavol in the Yesumama. It was more than 20 Amma tall. Now, the rabbis came and didn't say anything. The rabbis came to visit her in her sukkah, and they saw her sukkah, and they didn't say boo. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says, it clearly is that the rabbis hold like me, that even a sukkah that is more than 20 amma is a perfectly kosher sukkah. So what did the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda's response? So Amulah, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, bring us a Raya from Hilni Amalka. The rabbis didn't speak up to her. Isha Isa, she is a woman, and women are peturos min asukkah. Isha Isa petur min asukkah. She wasn't obligated to the sukkah, so the rabbis didn't want to start up with her, and therefore they didn't say anything, but her sukkah wasn't good. Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Amulahen, really? Belo Shiva Banim Habulah. Gemara tells us that Hilni Amalka, she had her son Munvaz, and she had six other boys. She had seven sons. So therefore, Halo Shiva Banim Habulah, she had seven sons. Now, they certainly had a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. And even if you're going to tell me not, V'od, kol ma'aseh lo asa el al pi hachachamim. She never would have made a sukkah that was more than 20 avos without asking the rabbis, because everything that she did, she asked the rabbis for. So Gemara says, why do you have to tell me that last part? What about the seven sons? That was a good enough answer. Why'd you give me another answer? So Gemara says, Lama li lemisne va'od. Why did you have to tell me the second teretz over here? Va'od, kol ma'aseh lo asa el al pi hachachamim. That she never acted without the chachamim. It was enough to tell me she had seven sons. That would have been a perfectly good proof. So Gemara says, this is what Rehud is telling the chachamim. Hachi kamalu, this is Rehud is telling the chachamim. Even if you want to argue about her seven sons and say that they were all young children and they were not mechuyov, ki som rubanim kitanim ayu. She had seven pitzalach over here. They were all young children. Uktanim peturim in a sukkah. And young children are potter from the sukkah? No. She had seven. So some of them must have been reaching the age of chinuch. Kivan the shiva habu. So she didn't have twins, she didn't have triplets, she didn't have sextuplets or septuplets. She had seven children, seven years apart. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So at least the 7-year-old, Yevshad Olhavi Bhu Chad, it was impossible that at least one of them shouldn't have been Eino Tzorich Leimo. And when you reach Eino Tzorich Leimo, so then you should sit in the sukkah. You're going to tell me, the Chitemru, Kotin Sheino Tzorich Leimo, is only a din derabbanan, midrabbanan hu demachayib. So this 7-year-old kid that she has is not mechuyev midaraisa. It's only mechuyev derabbanan, and that's why the rabbis didn't say anything to her. V'yu b'derabbanan lo mashkecha, and she didn't care about the derabbanan. She only followed daraisas. No, that's why we say v'yo toshma. V'od kol ma'aseh lo asa el al pi hachachamim. She followed everything. She was a great kiyoris, and she followed all the dinim derabbanan as well. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda responds back to the chachamim. You're telling me it's only Amalka, she's Peturim in a sukkah, but her sons, what about her sons? How come the rabbis let her sit in the sukkah that's more than 20 amma tall? It must be that they've allowed her sons to sit in such a sukkah who reached the age of chinuch, and it's a din derabbanan that they should sit there. Must be that it's a kosher sukkah. That's my proof. Rabbi Yehuda says that I'm right. Nu Gemara says, so this works out very, very well, according to the opinion that we learned, Rabbi Roshi of a Rav, who says that the Chachamim are mode to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's the walls go all the way up to the Schach, so then you are allowed to sit in such a sukkah. So then, the Gemara says, that's why Rabbi Yehuda is using this as a proof, because Hilni Amalka would never sit in a sukkah where the walls went all the way up to the Schach. That Rav Yoshia says, Amarav, that's where the machlokis is. If the sukkah has the walls not reaching all the way up to the schach, that's when the rabbanim say that it's not a kosher sukkah. Oh, now we understand why Rav Yehuda is using this as a proof, because he says, Darka shomalka leishiv besukkah shein defanos magiyatz schach. A queen would normally sit in a beautiful aerated sukkah, and you want to have some air coming through, as Rashi says. This Rashi is found on the top of Gimel of Aleph, which we're turning to right now. Ruach shu sholeik bo b'me'achom. Eretz Yisrael is a hot place, especially around sukkah's time, and you want to have an aerated sukkah, well-ventilated sukkah. So they're not going to build the walls all the way up to the schach. So Mestama, that's the type of sukkah that she was sitting in. The walls weren't going up to the schach. In that situation, the Chacham say it's not good if it's above 20 amas. And review the sense from the fact that the rabbis didn't say that this is not a kosher sukkah. You see that the rabbis hold like me, and that I'm right, and you Tanakama are wrong. That's great if you hold like Rav Yosha. Elman the Yama Basuki Kitano Machlokis, if you hold like either Rav Huna or Rav Hanan by Rabbah, that the only time that the Chachamim agree with Rav Yehuda is if you're dealing with a larger sukkah, even according to Rav Huna, more than 4 amos, according to Rav Hanan or Rabbah, more than 7 tvachim. Do we really think that Hilni Amalka is sitting in such a tiny sukkah? Elman the Yama Basuki Kitano Machlokis, the Chi Darka Shalmalka Lesha Basuki Kitana. What? Hilni Amalka is sitting in a 6 foot by 6 foot sukkah. She's sitting in a 4 amma by 4 amma sukkah. It could be 6 feet by 6 feet, 8 feet by 8 feet. She's sitting in a palatial type of a sukkah. She's Hilni Amalka. She's not sitting in a little dingy type of a sukkah. So in that situation, Hilni Amalka is sitting in a very expansive sukkah. And both Rav Huna and Rav Hanan bar Rabbah would say in that situation that the Chachamim agree that the sukkah, if it's more than 20 amma, is a kosher sukkah. So why would Rav Yehuda be bringing a proof over here to his shita, when in fact the Chacham don't argue with him in that situation when you're dealing with a large sukkah? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbah bar Rav Ada, Rabbah bar Rav Ada says, lo, Nitzrucha, you need this situation over here. You know why Rabbi Yehuda is trying to bring this as a proof against the Chachamim? Because in this situation, we're dealing with Elul Sukkah Hasuya, Kitonios, Kitonios. Now you can see diagrams of this in both the Pirush Chai and the Illustrated Gemara. In the Illustrated Gemara, it is diagram number 11 on page 4, and in the Pirush Chai, it is found in diagram number 15, and you can see this also in 16 and 17 on page 5. And this Kitonios, Kitonios is basically like little cubicles or little rooms within this sukkah. And therefore, in those little rooms, it was actually very small. And that's where you're dealing with less than 4x4 amos according to Rav Huna, or only 7x7 tvachim according to Rav Hanan bar Rabbah, albeit it's part of a much larger sukkah, and that's where they're sitting. Mar says, really? And Hilni Amalka is going to sit in this little cubicle inside this very large sukkah? The Chidarka Shamalka Lesha B'sukkah Asuya Kitonios Kitonios? Is that your answer? Mar says, no. Amar Ravashi, Lo Nitzucha Ella Kitonios Sheba. She was sitting over here in a little part of the sukkah, which is part of a very, very large sukkah because of Tznius reasonings. And therefore, she sat there. And Rabbanan Sabre, Bonea Besukkah Ma'al Yahavi Yasve, that her sons were sitting in the real major part of the sukkah, and therefore the rabbis didn't say anything. And she was sitting in this little area which had a height of more than 20 amma, but for her, she's not Mukhuyeves, and therefore the E, Yaswa Bekitonios Mishum Tzniusa, she's private. The queen sits a little bit privately, not everybody gets to see the queen, and therefore, Mishum Hachi Lo Amri Lo Dover. So for her sons, they were sitting in a kosher part of the sukkah because it was more than 4x4 amma. According to at least Chanan bar Rabbah, it was more by 7x7 tvachim. And she was sitting, according to Rav Huna, in a small little area that was 4x4 or less, 4x4 amma or less. And Rav Hanan bar Rabbah was sitting in a very small area of 7x7 tvachim because of Tzniyah's purposes. And that's why they didn't say anything to her, because she's Petura, and her sons were sitting in a kosher place. Whereas Rav Yehuda Savar, Banel Gaba Havu Yasve, that her children were sitting with her, her little children, that's not Tznius that she sits separately for them, she sat with her little children. And it's impossible to fit them all into an area that is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. And therefore, Vavilu Hachi, Lo Amar Le Dover. And yet, they didn't say anything, even for her children, sitting in that little area. So therefore, it must be Rav Yehuda says that I'm right, and you Chachamim are wrong, Tanakama are wrong, because the other Chachamim over here, that when they visited Hilni, they didn't say boo to her. Now, the Mefarshim point out that according to Rav Huna, you could actually fit in all of the children, the 7 children in the area, 4x4, right? You have a 6x6 sukkah, 6 foot by 6 foot sukkah, or an 8 foot by 8 foot sukkah. You can fit a mother in with 7 children. So therefore, this is not a kasha on Rav Huna. That's how the Chacham would answer Rav Huna. But Taka, Rav Hanan bar Rabbah, Amar Rav, who said that it was a 7 tefach by 7 tefach area, there's no way you could fit in all of those children. And therefore, Rashi says, L'Rav Hanan, it's going to be a kasha, and he has no way out. Tosu says, no, even Rav Hanan bar Rabbah could get out, because who says it has to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim? Maybe it was 7 tvachim in one direction. The other way, it was 10 feet. It was 10 amma. And therefore, it's still too small for it to have a height, a vertical component that's more than 20 amma. But you could fit all the children in. It's only 7 tefach in one orientation, let's say in the width, but the length was 10 amma. And in that space of 10 amma by 7 tvachim, you could fit Hilni in with her 7 children. So even according to Tosos, Rav Hanan bar Rabbah is okay. This concludes our first beautiful daf in Masech the Sukkah. Again, I encourage people to get the Illustrated Gemara, the Perish Chai, and or other resources to help understand better all of the diagrams that we're going through in the different Sukkah discussions. And I hope everybody enjoys this wonderful Masechta. I hope you encourage your friends to join not only this year, if they want other shiurim, to learn the Daf Yomi. We're in the sweet spot, as I mentioned, and it's a wonderful time to start learning the Daf Yomi. Have a great day.